On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BCU track and field team was in Superior, Wisconsin this past weekend. We'll head to St. Cloud this weekend and also to Mankato for the NSIC Multis. Taylor Sotpine with us, set a meet record last week in the 60-meter dash. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Obviously not a school record, which most people would assume you know what the school record is in your events, that you would know that. But going into a meet, I'm guessing you don't know what the meet records are. So how did you kind of find out about the record?
Well, I just actually had no idea. And then I ran it, and my mom actually was the one who told me that it was 8:04, and which that's what I ran my prelims time in. But there's two girls faster than me, so going into finals, I knew that if I just wanted to at least try for our record, which was a 7:97, I'd have to try to beat them, which I was capable to do, but I ran a 7:98, so it was close, but still no record.
That's the thing about track and field is, you know, 1/100th of a second means the difference of a gold medal in the Olympics to maybe even a bronze medal in the Olympics. For a sprinter, is it completely come down to your start, or is there something in the middle that you can still make up some time?
I would have to say it's definitely the start. I'm really slow in the blocks. I'm probably one of the last people out of the blocks, but I have a really good finish, so I think that helps me a lot. But if I just get out of the blocks a little faster, I think I could get it.
How much work do you do on it?
We actually work a lot, and Hogan's down there telling me what I can fix, and I'm trying, but it's just not seeming to click in my body.
You also threw the shot this past weekend. Is that the first time you've done that?
No, actually, I have to do shot for the Multis, so it was kind of scary because there are some big girls that throw the shot, and I was one of the smaller girls, but I actually ended up making it into finals, and I got a PR, and I was really happy with the event.
When you are bigger, stronger, you can just kind of muscle the thing out there. When you're smaller, do you have to get the form perfect in order to get the thing to go?
Oh, yeah, I think the form is very important. My coach, Ben, always works on the throwing, and he makes sure that I stay low enough so I can use my legs because I don't really have that upper body strength that some of the throwers do, so I have to make sure I slow down my routine and make sure I get low enough so I can use my legs to power it out there.
You guys are actually in action twice this week, St. Cloud State on Saturday, then the NSIC Multis in Mankato on Sunday. You're going to try to take Saturday as easy as possible so that you're ready for Sunday, or kind of what's the routine for the weekend?
Well, I would like to. However, Hogan has a different idea in his head, but that's okay. I'll still listen to him. Actually, Saturday, I think I'm going to try to do the 60 again, see what happens. I think that's going to be the only event. And then Sunday, we're going to have three girls compete, myself, Nikki Anderson, and Sarah Mellum. So it'll be good.
Walk us through the Multis. How many events? What events are they?
Multis are five events for indoor, but seven outdoor. But for the indoor, it's hurdles, and then we'll go to high jump, then shot put, long jump, and the 800.
All completely different events. How do you possibly train for all of them at once?
Every single day is something new. Stay after, get it early.
Well, as a junior high kid, I did the high jump, and that was one thing that I could kind of tell when your body wasn't quite in the right position and just repetitive, you kind of knew that. When you're working on so many different things, how much do you have to rely on just going out and doing it as opposed to thinking and maybe muscle reaction and muscle knowing?
Well, I think that knowing how to do it is very important. And it always, people say that if you know how to high jump and you know how to hurdle, you can figure out the rest from there, which is true because high jump and hurdling are definitely the most like technical things. So you just rely on your body and hope for the best.
As a team, how's the season gone?
Last weekend we did really well. We had five first place finishers, four which are meet records, one which was actually our own record. So, I mean, our girls are stepping up and competing how they should.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.